Welcome back, Generation One Squad, Go Squad. We are back with another podcast. Y'all, this one right here, I'm not kidding, because I'm just going to go ahead, lay the foundation, set it out, let everybody know that we're talking about being stuck in your mind, dealing with your thoughts. Any of y'all struggled with thoughts before? Just a show of hands. If you have hand emojis in the chat, just drop your hand emojis. Just right now, drop them. Drop the hands. I've struggled with my thoughts. It's been a challenge. I've been wrestling. I've been fighting. But today, we are going to talk about some things that are going to help us.
Yes.
Help us, Lord, navigate our minds, our thoughts, and our thought life. But I want to ask you guys real quickly, what has been the greatest challenge or threat to your thought life?
It's good. Negative meditation.
Mm. Ooh. Unpack that.
Well, you know, we're supposed to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. We need to meditate on the word day and night, meditate on the good things that the Lord says about us and how we should live. And sometimes the enemy will just try and keep you in a spiral, meditating on things that just aren't for you, meditating on things that are actually against you. It could be a shame cycle. It could be just a lack of confidence. It could be anything that's discouraging. Yeah. You know, the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So he's gonna kill, steal, and destroy your confidence. He's gonna kill, steal, and destroy anything that God is trying to fill you up with and give you.
Yeah.
So I would say that, you know,
negative thought cycles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you guys?
What did you say? Negative thought?
Negative meditation.
Okay. So I have been in that cycle recently. Really? And what I'm realizing is when I get in that cycle, I feel like the enemy wants me to think about everything but God.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't want me to talk to him. He just wants me to be fully distracted. Mm-hmm. And he wants me to be kept away from the peace that comes with God. And once I do start focusing on God, I put the phone away, I open my journal, or I just start talking to him or worshiping, that's when the darkness becomes illuminated with what God is actually doing in that moment. So negative meditation, it's rough, but you can fight it.
Yeah, you can fight. Mm-hmm. You can overcome. Tay?
Yeah. Well, I think what's been causing it kind of goes into theirs, but what's been causing it is like there's been so much going on outside of me, like outside circumstances that I feel like are not in my control that have like, because, you know, I can be a bit of a control freak sometimes, so I like to
discharge.
Yeah, you know, I'm just a little crazy like that sometimes. But I think it has been so hard to have so many things outside of my control, and like, so I think that's been when I can control it. I feel like I can kind of, I don't know, I do better when I can control it because I'm like, yeah, well, like, but like, I think because there have been like just some struggles that are outside of me and I can't do anything about this. It has been very, very hard for me. And I think just trying to process it, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's been, I guess I would say outside circumstances have.
For sure.
Yeah. And like trying to figure it out because I'm also someone that, yeah, I try to figure everything out and I try to like think my way out of things, which is probably not great. And I think it's something that I'm trying to work on. I think, and this is causing me to work on it because I'm like, I can't do nothing about that.
Yeah.
And I can't think my way out of it, you know? Mm-hmm. So, whew, it's been a struggle. And I think it's something that I'm still figuring out, to be honest. But I would say outside circumstances for me.
That's incredible.
Right now.
Mm-hmm. But it's a daily thing. Like, the discipline of renewing your mind. Jalen mentioned the scripture about you should be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Don't be conformed to the thought patterns of the world. So it's a daily discipline. Yeah. And if we're not constantly and consistently regulating our thoughts and what we allow into our minds, it's going to be very, very difficult. And it's one of those things that like, I almost don't feel like you can master the ability of becoming a thought regulator, but I don't think you're ever going to be completely free from the temptation to fall into negative thought patterns, to experience things that you can't control, and to ultimately what would be my biggest challenge has been distractions.
Yep.
Like distractions. And sometimes the distractions are things that I didn't even necessarily seek out, but they come my way. Whether it's I'm on social media and I had an intention to get on there to post something, but then I see something that takes me down and I'm reading the comments and I'm looking at all this stuff. And then now my mind is going in circles and cycles, negative thought cycles from outside sources. So all of this kind of goes hand in hand and you're met with the challenge of being overwhelmed. You're met with the challenge of not being able to control it. You're met with the challenge of, you know, just being like burdened with so many thoughts, mm-hmm. and we're titling this, you know, stuck in your head. And I don't know about y'all, but like I have definitely felt stuck in my head at times where I'm like, I don't know how I can climb. I feel like Joseph in the pit. I'm like, there's no way I can get out of this thing by myself. Mm-hmm. I'm struggling. And so, you know, to be able to understand even practically how to be transformed by the renewing of your mind is really important. And yeah, I guess another question I would ask you guys is, because of these things, have you seen your thoughts impact and affect your reality?
Yeah, because I think, were you going to go?
No, I was laughing because how much he was explaining it. Sorry. Go
I had to explain it. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Sorry. Y'all know what I'm saying.
Jesus, I lost it now. Jesus, well, sorry.
So here's the deal. Around. Like, if we really think about it in that way, the word talks about, as a man thinketh, so is he. So the truth is, our thoughts are going to be impacted by what we think. Our lives are going to be impacted by what we think, regardless. Because whatever scenarios we're meditating on, we're thinking about, it's going to produce a result in our life. Mm-hmm. Even if it's an emotional response or a response in the way you navigate a situation. Because if you're fixed on something and you're bitter or angry or upset with a person, if you're sitting there thinking about all those thoughts, when you engage with that person or even a different person, that's going to come out of your mouth.
Yeah.
That's going to be what comes out of your heart, not heart the organ, but heart your emotions, heart your responses, heart your will. You're going to respond in a way that's less than who God ultimately called you to be. And so have you, and maybe you can even think of an example where you've experienced how your thinking, whether it's overthinking or trying to control things or whatever, has affected your life.
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm. For sure. I would say for me, I like started a new job that's like in a different field that I've ever been in.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, going in there and there's so many people that have been in that field or they've been at that job for years. So like I think when I went in there, I started to feel intimidated because I'm like, I felt kind of like almost like the weakest link in a way because I'm like, they have all this experience. They know what they're doing. And I'm like a little newbie still trying to figure it out. And I think I started to let like the intimidation like make me feel like I was less than and like had like imposter syndrome. Like maybe I'm not supposed to be here. And then I started to show up like not as confident because I used to walk in there when I first started. I was like, you know, I'm new, but it's okay. You know, I love to learn. I'm a quick learner. And then I think, you know, seeing how other people just got things that I'm still trying to figure out and understand, I definitely start to walk in there a little more like timid. And even like my posture has changed sometimes when I walk in there too, where I'm just kind of, I'm a little more like, trying to set up everybody's way and not be, maybe like not like taking as much initiative and stuff like that because I feel lesser or because I felt lesser. So even like, you know what? I actually, while I was talking, I just thought of this. Like, even if I just walk in there, like, say if I, even if like I'm having like a day that's a little bit more rough and I might still be struggling with those thoughts, even just like correcting my posture, you know what I mean? And like standing up taller or sitting up taller. Cause even like, I know, and I've been in therapy. And so like, they always talk about, you know, like your body and stuff like that and paying attention to your body. So even if it's like, you know, I might be feeling that way. Cause when you're feeling down or insecure, you naturally just kind of like try to like shrink yourself in a way.
Slouch over,
you know, your posture's not as like upright because that's not how you feel. But maybe if I walk in, maybe give myself a little pep talk and make sure that I'm upright with my head held high, you know, with a smile on my face, even like little things like that could probably help me. Now that I just thought about that as I was talking.
That's good. But, that blessed me. Thanks.
Really
I'm going to sit up.
There are little things that you can do. Before we started this podcast, I had everybody do this thing and it could be really, it could come off as if it was silly, but I had everyone say, I am excited. Mm-hmm. Why? Because when you fix your mind on something, it can produce a reality. So when I tell myself I'm excited, even if I'm feeling nervous, I've now turned that energy that was nerves and anxiety and whatever into a forward motion. I'm excited. And now I'm showing up in this space and there's a different approach I'm having because I let my mind be fixed on things above. I'm excited. Why? Why am I excited? I'm excited because I know that what I'm doing is something that I love with people that I love, and it's something that is going to be a blessing to somebody else. And so when you allow yourself to get out of yourself and fix your mind on things above, that's a passage of scripture that says, fix your mind on things above, not in the earth. Fix your mind on heavenly things. So this is a heavenly thing that we get to do this with people that we love. We get to do this with something that we do love to do, and it's gonna bless somebody. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to do this. So there's little things that we can do practically, and it's really special to see that. But I guess I would ask you guys, why do you think it's it's so easy to think negatively. Like, why is it, why does it seem like negativity is a default setting that we have?
That's good. I think because the world's negative too. You know, there's a lot of things that are negative about the world or the things that we come across every single day. And I think we can be our own worst critic sometimes because we know what we, because of what we know about ourselves. Yeah. And so just like that verse, we keep coming back to Romans 12:2, do not be conformed to the patterns of this world. You know, the patterns of this world, the patterns that are offered up for us aren't always positive. Mm-hmm. And so it's easy to take the bait of that. You know, a lot of the world is run by, you know, things of worry, things of lust and greed. And so there's all these things that actually aren't that positive that we have to like sift through and disregard. And I think, you know, when we're talking about the question before, how we're showing up, you know, how we're showing up, it's like, I have to exchange what I think about me for what God thinks about me.
Yes.
Yeah. So if God called me to a space, I have to think, okay, you called me here because what you know about me. Mm-hmm. And I'm coming in here because of what I know about me. You know, something similar is God's calling me to different places right now. And as I'm getting here, I'm like it's weird because it's a higher level than I thought I should be at. You know what I mean? But this is where you know that I'm ready to be. Mm-hmm. And so I have to believe, okay, you called me here. I am qualified for this. I do have a vision. I can stand here and be strong and confident. And if I go there thinking like me, I'm going to know I ain't never done nothing like this before. How am I here? Why am I here? And I can think negative, and then I actually won't be the person for the job.
Exactly. Mm. And never fall into the trap of comparing your seed to somebody else's harvest. Mm. Because you might go into a space or a place and you're seeing people do it and they're just flowing in it. They're just killing it. And you're over there looking at them so much so that you miss the fact that you have your own unique thing to bring to the table. Mm-hmm. Your seed, maybe this is your first time in that space, but you're in that space because God is trying to plant you, trying to plant what you offer, what you bring into that space, because you've got something unique. They might be over there producing apples, but you're called to produce strawberries. Mm-hmm. And that space needs the strawberries. Mm-hmm. They're waiting for the strawberries. But if you're too fixed on their apples, you're never going to be able to produce their apples. So focus on the thing that you have. And as you do that, and as you fix your mind on what God's calling you to do, it's like, man, God called me to this space. I'm going to fill my mind with things that affirm the fact that God called me here. So I'm going to focus on that and just do the work that's in front of me and not get so in my head about it. And that takes discipline. That takes stillness. Mm-hmm. But what do y'all think? You know, you got another thought about that?
It makes me think of, you know, the talents. You know, so God gave some 5, some 2, some 1. And so the person with 1, you know, he didn't think it was enough. So he took it and he buried it. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes you say comparing your seed to somebody else's harvest, it's harvest because they believe that it could be a harvest. So they took that seed and they planted it and became a harvest. Yeah. And so if you have that one seed, oh, this isn't that much, whatever, you bury it. He calls you a wicked and evil servant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's an evil thing that you didn't believe at that level. And so, which is very convicting, you know, so just, your seed is a harvest. It's just in a different form. Mm-hmm. You know, it has to, you have to give it the chance to become the harvest.
I agree. Yeah, for sure.
It's a good reminder.
You know what I feel like? I feel like the greatest battlefield that we're ever going to fight on is the battlefield of your mind. Mm-hmm. I feel like that is the place where the enemy has a playground. He has the ability because of our flesh and because of the things that the world offers up and because of negativity and because of all the things to let that be overwhelming and all consuming. And where if we stay in our own heads without help, we're going to be lost in our thoughts.
Yeah.
But there is help mm-hmm. for that battlefield. And that's where the Holy Spirit comes in. Mm-hmm. When we have the Holy Spirit, it says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, right? How do you even renew your mind? You renew your mind when you allow the Spirit of God to walk you through every scenario, every situation, where you become what the word talks about, a thought regulator. You take mm-hmm. every thought into captivity and bring it into the obedience of Christ. Because whenever you have a thought, you and your own strength can't overcome. Sometimes being the most positive person in the world and saying the affirmation and saying, I am excited, you might not be. Mm-hmm. You might not be excited, but the Holy Spirit is the discerner of all truth. So even if you can't overcome the thought on your own, you take that thought into the obedience of Christ. And then in that place, from that place, Christ can give you the ability to overcome it, because it's not by might, it's not by power, it's by his Spirit. So no matter what thought comes your way, whether it's an intrusive thought, whether it's a thought that you thought on your own and you start meditating on it, If you allow the Holy Spirit in, that's where the true overcoming power can really be, you know, expressed in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So what about you guys? What do you think, like, what are some ways that you, even let's go, you know, spiritual. Like, what do you do to overcome these negative thoughts when they come your way?
Worship.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. Worship helps so much because it brings the focus back to God. Like it'll minister to your thoughts. It'll mm-hmm. cancel out those thoughts and it'll remind you of, hey, this circumstance seems like it's so big, but like zoom out real quick and remember that you're in God's hands. God knew that this situation was going to happen before it even arose. So give God his position back on the throne of your mind and allow him to rule over that instead of the thoughts that the enemy's trying to use against you.
Yeah. So true.
I feel like mine's like a whole process because when I get negative thoughts, usually I try and like be positive, like, you know, just be a positive girly, mm-hmm. you know, yeah. positivity, boom. And then
and it's great.
And then love being that. Positive. We love positivity. No. So usually I feel like I go through a whole process. So I do that or I try and like, I'm learning to release control. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely try. First, I try and think my way out of it. Never works.
Yeah.
Don't know why I keep doing it. Never works. But then for me, I really do have to like humble myself and I just talk to God and I'm just like, I can't figure this out. Mm-hmm. I've really been trying and I've really been sucking and it has not been working. And so I have to humble myself and really just like talk to God about it. Just like have that honest and vulnerable moment with the Lord. Like, God, like, I'm really struggling with these thoughts. Like, I'm trying, I'm doing, you know, all of the right thing, you know, yeah. or the things that you've, you know, they're like, oh, we'll do this and oh, we'll do that. But sometimes you just really need the Lord's presence.
Yes.
Like, you know, all of the little practical things and they can help sometimes, but sometimes it's like, no, like God needs to step in because yeah. all these little practical things aren't working either, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think for me, having that moment where I just do humble myself and say, I can't, it's not working, God. And mm-hmm. I talk to him and then I usually end up worshiping as well. So I can... Yeah, Bible scripture and stuff like that. So I can meditate on that, you know, instead
yeah,
of
really
being stuck in that cycle and that whirlwind of my own personal thoughts.
Mm-hmm. You just made me think of something. There's a passage and it talks about God has not given us a spirit of fear, but he's given us power, love, and a sound mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so that sound mind, that word, I actually wrote this down earlier because I was thinking about that. I'm like, what does that even mean? Like, I get it. Like, it sounds like it would be like, oh, a mind that's still. Mm-hmm. But actually what the word is, it's a Greek word, and I'm not going to try to even pronounce it, but maybe I will. It says sophronismos. Sophronismos.
Perfect.
But anyways, this is what the word is saying that it actually means. It's saying that it is a discipline of self-control. So what if it's the coupling of the spiritual and the practical that we need in order to overcome our thoughts,
mm-hmm.
that we need in order to overcome our minds? Self-discipline. Pay attention to that. Paul, in another passage, talks about, I bring my body into the obedience of Christ. I bring my flesh into the obedience of Christ. I train. He almost is talking about training like an athlete
mm-hmm.
to where he works up his spirit. So what kind of disciplines can I bring into my life that help me to overcome the thought patterns that would be presented to me every single day? And that's where your devotion time, mm-hmm. your time where you're saying, God, I need you. God, my mind is a blank slate. I want you to paint the canvas of my mind. I want you to speak the thoughts into my mind so that I can overcome these things that are coming at me, these thoughts that are easy for me to think. I need to overcome them. So Lord, help me. And that's the discipline, is making sure that you make time and space every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is in the morning. Everyone is different, but I get up every morning and I set aside time to sit, worship, pray, read the word, and then say, God, my mind is a blank canvas. Please paint the picture for me as I step into this day. Give me this day my daily bread.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the renewing of my mind starts, first thing in the morning, so that when I step into it, whenever other thoughts are presented at me, I've already overcome by the renewing of my mind.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let me ask you guys this as we begin to wrap up this conversation about thoughts. And I really think that this is something where all of us have probably dealt with it. But let's say that you have an intrusive thought. Maybe you went to sleep and you had a dream that was wild, less than, you know, your reality is. And you literally felt the emotions, the feelings of it. Or maybe you saw something on social media or in a movie, or somebody randomly said something to you that made you think about a thought that you're like, where did that even come from? How do you deal with that? And this will be how we close.
I saw a meme, maybe we could post it. It was Future laying in a hospital bed, and it was like, what happens when I see something I wasn't supposed to see? He was like laid out. But when you're scrolling and you see something that like disrupts your day, mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, that's the power of social media. But in those moments, that's when I have to turn to worship. That's when I have to turn to God, or I need to turn to a friend and I need to let them know what's going on. Sometimes I'll talk to Taya and she'll just listen to me. And then she's like, maybe it's this. And I'm thinking it's this whole thing over here. And I'm like, oh, so talking to a friend really, really helps.
That's really good. Mm-hmm. I've had that happen with your husband, actually.
Amen.
I mentioned it in a previous podcast.
He's a good
I had a dream, and I'll just talk about it because, you know, why not? But I had a dream, and it was like a sexual dream. It was like a lust-filled dream. And I was like, I know that I haven't been sowing those types of seeds. I know I haven't been searching anything that I shouldn't be searching. I know that I've been free of these things. So why is this happening? I woke up and I was so upset. Mm-hmm. I was mad. Mm-hmm. And I was like, whatever. I'm gonna just pray. All right, Lord, thank you. Fix my mind, blah, 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 whatever. Walked away from that. All day, there was this lingering cloud. And I'm like, I've prayed. God, I've read the word. God, I've worshiped. What's going on? Call Rick. I'm like, call Rick. All right.
You searching over your shoulders for him?
Yeah, he's over there. So I call Rick, and I was just like, hey, bro, I was like, I just need to talk to you real quick. It was the quickest phone call, but it was the most helpful thing. I just said, hey, had this dream last night. It was wild, crazy, but I'm not feeling tempted, but I just can't get this cloud off me. I don't know what to do. Just wanted to call and just get it out in front of somebody and just let you know that was something I was dealing with. And he was like, hey, bro, it's all good. You want to pray? And I said, yeah. We prayed. When I tell you, gone. Gone. But if you stay stuck in your head, and you don't tell somebody, or you don't pray, or you don't talk to God. Because sometimes God might instruct you to call somebody.
Yeah.
Sometimes God might instruct you to do something that otherwise would be outside of your comfort zone. But if you do it, that's where your breakthrough is coming from. Mm-hmm. So you have to break out of the cycles that the enemy tries to throw at you. And that's why that passage of scripture talks about warfare. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty for the pulling down of strongholds and fixed arguments. Mm-hmm. So sometimes the intrusive thoughts are fixed arguments that the enemy's trying to plant in your mind. And you need to break out of them and overcome them and be, wait, you take that thought and you bring it into the obedience of Christ. The obedience of Christ in that moment was for me to call Rick.
Yeah.
And I did. And warfare. I broke out of the fog.
Yeah.
So good.
Absolutely.
So something else real quick that he does, my husband, is he'll mention a thought that he's had and he'll literally just tell me, that's not my thought. Mm-hmm. That wasn't my thought. And so now I'm able to put that into practice. If something comes across my mind, I'm like, that's not even me. That's not my thought. Mm-hmm.
That wasn't even mine.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Yeah. Because the enemy makes you think it's yours.
Yeah. Because
it's in your head.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, just like that dream, you know, I wasn't sowing those types of seeds. So how did this dream come into my, like, how did this happen?
Exactly.
You know, it's the enemy. Your mind is the biggest target from the enemy. So it's not always a practical thought. Sometimes it is a spiritual attack from the enemy to keep you bound in a certain way, you know, to keep you stopped up, to keep you focused on something, to keep you distracted, to keep you feeling less than. It's all in the mind.
Exactly.
And a lot of the practices we read in scripture is to do with the mind, you know, even setting your mind on things above, not on earthly things. Mm-hmm. You know, and I love this chapter, Romans 12. We referenced it maybe 45 times,
honestly,
but it's really good, honestly. Because I was having some time with the Lord the other day, and I was asking him, what did he want from me today? And I felt like he said, present yourself as a living sacrifice.
Yes.
And that's how Romans 12 opens, you know, present your body as a living sacrifice, which is holy and pleasing to the Lord. Mm-hmm. And then it says, don't be conformed to the patterns of this world, but let God transform you. Mm-hmm. By the renewing of your mind. So he transforms me when I submit myself to be transformed.
Yeah.
So you also lay it into God's hands so he can battle with those thoughts that you might not be able to.
Exactly.
And then after that, it talks about humble service to the body of Christ. Mm-hmm. So this is why I need you to be in sacrifice form and to be transformed, because then you have a job to do. Mm-hmm. You have a service for the body of Christ. And then after that, it tells you to do things. It says love in action. So go love like this. Don't love like that. So now it's telling me to do things. Mm. It didn't tell me to do things first because my mind has to be clear enough to do.
To do
things. So I have to be in the right space and transformed by God so I can be in service to my brother and sister. So then I can actually make choices to love people as well. So it's all about the purification of the mind first and foremost.
That's so powerful.
Yeah.
For sure. No, something, I feel like something that Jet said earlier on kind of like sparked something in me, just like the devil likes to make you think that it's your thoughts. Cause sometimes for me, I know like when I think that it's my, for one, if you think that it's your thought, you don't fight it with the same, you don't really fight it with like, sometimes you don't fight it with spirit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You fight it with the practical stuff.
Right.
But when you know, when you recognize that it is not your thought, it didn't come from you. Cause for me, if I think it's my thought, I'm like, something's wrong with me and I can't get out of this. And I'm so, you know, woe is me. I get into like this whole downward spiral. But if I know that this thought didn't even start with me, it didn't even come from me, mm-hmm. then I can fight it with spirit. You know what I mean? Because it requires that. You know what I mean? It requires being fought with spirit. So if he can make you believe that it's from you, you won't fight with the proper tools. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So that was just something that came to my mind.
The tests that come in our thoughts, the things that happen in our minds, the lustful thoughts, the greed thoughts, the envy, the jealousy, the anger, what if all of those thoughts wasn't just the enemy, but it was God in his grace allowing a test to come upon you? These fiery trials, as they are producing in you patience. What if God is allowing these things to happen in our minds so that we can exercise the spirit and so that we can be able to overcome the enemy with the weapons of our warfare, which are not carnal, mm-hmm. but are mighty for God for the pulling down of strongholds? So what if the whole thing is about God trying to get us to become and to embrace the identity of I am a thought regulator. Mm-hmm. I am somebody who is diligent and disciplined with my thought life.
Yeah.
And whenever thoughts come at me, I recognize this is a test for me to overcome it by what? By the Spirit of God. Mm-hmm. Because that is how we fight in the battle of our mind and win every single time. You are guaranteed a victory when you fight with the Spirit of God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's absolutely what you just said. He will always allow it because that's what you're supposed to do. You know, by the Spirit, you put the things of the flesh to death. So the things of the flesh will always be present, mm-hmm. and by the Spirit, you have the choice every day to overcome it.
Absolutely.
You know, before we started this podcast, I was praying. I said, Lord, please take the nerves away. He said, nerves are good. Mm-hmm. I said, oh, okay. I actually wanted you to take these away from me. Nerves are good. Okay, mm-hmm. why are they good? Because you'll know that you have to lean on me. You have to lean on the Spirit. If you are always completely at peace in your own body, you're not going to depend on me. Mm-hmm. I have to allow these things so you know who you are and you know who I am. Mm-hmm. You know what has you and you know what doesn't have you.
Exactly. Yeah.
Maybe this thing has me, but what if I jump in the Spirit? Mm-hmm. Oh, this thing doesn't have me, but I thought it had me because it keeps kicking my butt. Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't. You have to fight it by the Spirit. You're fighting it by you.
Yeah.
And so he'll always allow it just to keep you humble.
Yeah.
That's the foundation of it all, surrender and humility anyways.
Yeah, it makes us think about God differently. We see him differently when we recognize that everything we go through is actually to build us up.
It is. Yeah.
We're not going through things just to be beat up and just to go through hell. We're going through things because God is building us up and God is establishing us and God is perfecting us. I know we'll never be perfect, but God is perfecting you so that you can do the work that he prepared beforehand in Christ Jesus for you to fulfill, for your life to walk into. You have to go through these things. Otherwise, when you get to the thing that God's calling you to do, the industry, the relationship, the whatever the promise is, whatever your purpose on this side of heaven is, when you get to that thing, you need to be ready. Mm-hmm. Squared shoulders, locked in, fixed on the word of God, and ready to strike when God says it's time to strike because I've given you the victory. Mm-hmm. But you got to be prepared before that. You got to train before that. You can't just walk into it. I want everyone that's listening, I actually want you to do something. And even us, as we're praying, I want us to... Obviously, we can't take our minds out of our heads. That would be crazy. But what we can do is we can hold our hands like this. And for those who know, this is a, Jalen's funny. This is the international sign of surrender. This is you saying, God, I'm presenting to you my mind. I'm presenting to you my body as a living sacrifice. May it be holy and acceptable unto you. May it be pleasing in your sight. So Lord, I thank you for my brother, my sister on the other side of this screen. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus that we could present our minds to you. God, we thank you that we will be transformed by the renewing of our mind, by the renovation of our mind, by bringing things down, every argument, every fixed argument in our minds, whether the cycle started when we were young and it's continued into our adulthood. God, right now in the name of Jesus, we tear down strongholds and we demolish arguments because you've given us the ability to do so by the Spirit. So Father, I thank you for my brother, my sister. I thank you for their minds. And as we bring our minds, our thoughts, our emotions, our will to you, God, we ask you that it would reflect you. We ask that we could be ready for the work that you've called us to. We ask that we would be able to step into every single assignment, every single thing that you've tasked us to do. God, we ask that we could step into it boldly, and that we can step into it confident, and that we can step into it clear-headed, that we can step into it with power, with love, and with a sound mind. Why? Because we have employed the self-disciplines that we have heard from this podcast and from many other places and spaces where you have spoken to us. You've got word that is down inside of us. God, stir up the gift that is inside each of us, and let us wake up in our minds to realize that we have power over the enemy and over every intrusive thought that tries to come our way. We can overcome, we will overcome, we shall overcome because of what you've done for us, Jesus. We thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. If that blessed you, drop amen in the comments. If this whole conversation blessed you, drop amen in the comments. We love y'all. Thank you for tuning in for this episode of the Generation One Podcast. Send it to a friend. Ooh. Send it to a friend, send it to a pal, send it to a buddy, send it to your mama, send it to your auntie, your uncle, your grammy. Send it to somebody that you know, because we want to make sure that they get this word too. We love y'all. We will catch you next time on the Go Podcast. Let's go!
Bye!